Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, it's Chicago's afternoon news, and every week at this time we check in with a very interesting person in Arizona. It's sponsored by visitarizona.com, the website I said I was just on. I want you guys to meet Justin Piper. He is the general manager of Sloan Park and Spring Training Business Operations. And Justin, if you opened your window right now, could we hear the Cubs game?
You absolutely could. It's a beautiful day for baseball here in Arizona. I might open the door just a little bit and you'd hear that crack of the bat, the snap of the leather, and maybe even a vendor calling out for an ice cold Bud Light.
The year of AZ discovery continues with a special live look inside of Sloan Park, the spring training home of the Cubs. Justin, like I said, is the GM, and can you see what the score is in Mesa today?
I sure can. It's tied up 2-2 here in the, where are we, the top of the fifth inning.
Nice. You said the weather's awesome. So I haven't been. I would love to come see the Cubs play in spring training. What makes the experience cool at Sloan Park and for the Cactus League fans? Because let's face it, Cubs fans are from all over the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that unique Cactus League experience down here at Sloan Park. I think a lot of fans love starting the day exploring all the practice fields. So you can go see the minor league players, the major league players, and walk around and see all the action across all, the entire facility here. And then here at Sloan Park, there's a lot of unique Chicago traditions that have been brought here to the ballpark. Fans can get a picture in front of the Sloan Park marquee, which is a replica of the iconic Wrigley Field marquee there at Clark and Addison. And then there's a lot of unique things around the ballpark, from the brick behind home plate and the clock above the scoreboard. And even as I'm looking out right now and I see all the people on the lawn with their shirts off and hanging out, it looks a lot like those bleachers at Wrigley Field.
He's rubbing it in. We need to get on a plane right now. Oh, and Kevin is our sports guy, and he's a foodie. What kind of food you got going on there?
Yeah, we try to bring a lot of the Chicago classics and blend it with the Southwest flavors here. So there's really kind of a taste of both places, if you will.
Do you guys still have the food trucks out in Deep Right Field? Do you guys still do that?
We do.
Yeah, it's always
great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we bring in a rotating selection every game, so you never know what you'll find out there, but it's a nice variety.
Okay, so if somebody's listening and they're like, okay, I'm headed to Arizona, I want to see the Cubs, is there something else that they should see at Sloan Park? Maybe something that most visitors don't know about? Or
yeah, I mean, one of the great things beyond just Sloan Park, you got all 10 baseball facilities here. So you got 15 teams, 10 facilities. It really is a baseball across the entire Metro Phoenix area. Fans love to come to explore all of the ballparks. But then with that, in addition to that, you got the great resorts, do some outdoor dining at the great restaurants, golf, and of course, exploring the Sonoran Desert all around the metro area.
Nice. It sounds fun. I mean, really, you've got a great job, Justin. You get to sit there, watch the games, enjoy the sunshine. Good for you.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a fun time of year to be at Sloan Park, to be in the Phoenix area and enjoy the great weather and fun activities around town.
Well, thank you for checking in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Justin Piper, General Manager of Sloan Park and Spring Training Business Operations. Yeah, spring training is underway in Arizona. It's all sponsored by visitarizona.com.